CD 5 Chapter 18 It was a unanimous appointment. The board congratulated the new county physician with firm handshakes and much approving nodding of heads. Dr. Harrison Martland, please step up. Martland had already shown an interest in the dial painter's cases, having met briefly some of Barry's patients. Although, not being able to determine the cause of the problem, he had, by his own admission, lost interest. The cases had remained on his mind. Reportedly, when Hazel Kuza died, he had endeavoured to arrange an autopsy to determine the cause of death. But Theo had been so attentive in making the final arrangements for his beloved wife that her body had been buried before Martland could contact the proper authorities. Martland had perhaps also been hampered by territorial politics. Previously, he'd had authority to investigate issues in Newark alone. Since the plant and many of the victims had been located in Orange, it wasn't necessarily the done thing for him to examine the matter further. Now, however, with the broader remit given him by his new role, he had the power to get to the bottom of it. Martland was a man of extraordinary talents, who had studied at the College of Physicians and Surgeons in New York. He ran his own laboratory at the Newark City Hospital, where he was chief pathologist. Though he had a wife and two children, he was in many ways married to the job. He made no difference between weekdays and Sundays, and worked late most nights. He was 41 years old, a heavy but distinguished-looking man with jowls. His hair, which was light brown and greying at the temples, lay flat on his scalp. He wore circular spectacles. He was the kind of man who worked in his shirt sleeves, sans tie, a colourful personality who drove open-top automobiles and did his exercises to the loud phonograph music of Scott's bagpipes every morning. Everyone called him Mart or Marty, never Harrison and certainly never Harry. As chance would have it, he was also a Sherlock Holmes enthusiast. The case of the Radium Girls was a mystery to challenge even the greatest of medical detectives. Martland took his new responsibilities seriously. As he himself said, one of the main functions of a medical examiner is to prevent wastage of human life in industry. The cynical would say, however, that this proclamation had absolutely nothing to do with why he took an interest in the radium cases at that moment. The cynical would say there was only one reason a high-profile specialist finally took up the cause. On 7th of June 1925, the first male employee of the United States Radium Corporation died. "The first case that was called to my attention," Martland later remarked, "was a Dr. Lehman, the chief chemist of USRC, he who had scoffed at the drinkers when they'd expressed concern about the blackened lesions on his hands the year before, was dead. He died aged 36 of pernicious anemia after an illness of only a few weeks. His death had occurred much too rapidly for a normal case of anemia, so Martland was called in to conduct an autopsy. He suspected radium poisoning, but the chemical analyses he carried out on Lehman's body failed to show any sign of the element. Specialist testing would clearly be required. Martland, as Drs. Kniff and Hoffman had done a short time before, now turned to Sabin von Suchotsky, an authority on radium, for assistance. And he asked someone else for help, too. Where could he possibly find the best qualified radium expert in town? Well, surely the United States Radium Corporation knew a little bit about it. Together, Martland, von Suchotsky, and USRC's Howard Barker tested Lehman's tissues and bones in the radium factory laboratory. In exchange for its help, USRC asked Martland to promise that he would keep his conclusions secret.